Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about mandatory hotel quarantine of late, but what is the experience actually like? Well, my next guest, an NUI Galway-based scientist who recently travelled to India for his mother's funeral, has described it as dehumanising and likened his period in quarantine to the Shawshank Redemption. Professor Lokesh Joshi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam. It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, thanks so much. Listen, firstly, I'm so sorry to hear about your recent loss. Did you get to see your mum before she died?
Unfortunately not, Miriam. One of the saddest things that I would ever regret is I hadn't seen her for 18 months. And that's something that is very hard to reconcile with.
And of course, that's the pandemic and everything that
yes.
That's made life so tough. I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you.
Look, and of course, it's a very difficult time. But after you came back from your mother's funeral in India, you then had to go into mandatory hotel quarantine on your return to Dublin. You've described it as dehumanising. Tell me about that.
I guess it's not one event that happens. I think it's a series of small events that add up. And if I were to compare the experience, let's say, when I landed in Frankfurt Airport, because I flew with Lufthansa, the airport, obviously, everybody had a mask on, everybody, you know, maintaining distance. But I think it was very much business as usual. At immigration, at the you know, security checks, everybody was just absolutely business as usual. But when you land in Dublin, which is my home now, I was coming home, the air was very different. And you're segregated, you know, you're asked to sit in a different place. It's not just me. I'm, you know, over 5,000 people have gone through this process so far. And I must emphasize, it's nobody's fault. I think it's just people get caught up in the process and the machine, and they tend to forget they're dealing with people. So I think you're just made to, I guess, sit separately, treated differently than you're always with security guards, you know, from point A to point B. And I have gone through Dublin Airport hundreds of times. I know everything. But, you know, you're stopped and you are passed from person A to person B, officer A to officer B, and then you're met with the army officers, not just one, two, three, four. And it's just that you feel that you lost your freedom. And you feel that even if you were to sneeze, you know, you'd be told off. And I think then from going there to hotel, and the process continues. Nobody, like, you know, Ireland is a land of 1,000 welcomes, but it didn't feel like that at that time, you know. Even in the hotel, you know, you kind of really basically told what to do. And you're put in your rooms and 2 weeks of what I would call solitary confinement with 3 10-minute breaks is not good for anybody. I think it chips away at you. You know, it starts to take an effect on you that you've lost all your freedom.
And to be clear, I mean, it's not mandatory hotel quarantine you take issue with. You believe it's necessary. I know that, Lokesh, but it's the way it's done. That's what you're really saying. It's just so tough.
Yeah. And I think, again, having gone through this process, and as I said, look, I think people are doing the best they can. Everybody's stressed and tired because of COVID. But just as sometimes when we go through these things, we tend to forget that somebody else we are dealing with has gone through a terrible time, a traumatic experience. And absolutely. I have no objection to, you know, hotel quarantine and the process, because we need to keep the society safe. You know, that's absolutely important. But how do we deal with people? Because when you come back, and it's not just me, as I mentioned, Miriam, there were a lot of people, and people were not holidaying abroad. You know, I did not go to India, which was raging with COVID, for a holiday. You know, I was trying to avoid it at any cost, but I had to go. When you come back, you're absolutely drained, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally. And then you need to go through this process. So I think it's just the way we treat people. Sometimes we tend to forget what they're going through. And I emphasize, I think we need more awareness and compassion for each other.
And the thing is, you'd done 7 or 8 PCR tests, of course. They were all negative when you were returning to Dublin. And is it true that once you get into the room, you couldn't, like for the first 3 days, you can't get out at all?
No, you can't. And I've had actually so far in the last 5 weeks, I've had 8 RT-PCR tests, all negative. Yes, you are asked to go to your room. And then for first 3 days, you cannot leave your room. And from day 4, you have to schedule 3, maximum 3 10-minute walks out in the air, which is a very small area. Yes, it starts to affect you. But, you know, the thing I think about all the time is that, you know, there are 2 aspects of any challenge. One is what happens to you. One is what you do and how you respond to it.
And you were saying also, I think, that, you know, you're quite a strong person. You didn't want to switch on the television, for instance. You didn't watch Netflix. You read, you reflected, you thought about it. But when you did those little walks, you realized other people in your situation, they were really suffering, weren't they?
Yeah. And I felt for people, it was a very strange dynamic because you've all gone through this experience. And firstly, you only have 10 minutes, so you don't want to just stand and talk, you want to walk, and you don't know each other. So we didn't talk for the first few days, but then you started to say hello to each other, smile at each other, and you realize that people have gone through difficult times, difficult journeys, and some of them are having a very hard time. You know, loneliness, I think, claustrophobia, isolation, whatever habits people have, and just not having access to things that you're used to in life. It was hard on many people.
How did you cope, by the way? I mean, I can't think. First thing I would do, of course, is turn on the television. You didn't do that. What did you do?
Yeah. Again, there's nothing, there's no big deal about it. As I mentioned before, Marion, things happen in life. We can't change them. But then how do you respond to them? So I was actually, we didn't expect my mother to pass away. She was actually getting better in hospital. We were all very hopeful. And suddenly I get the news that she had died, which was a shock. And I was going through that process because I loved her. She was amazing. And then making the decision to go to India in the midst of crisis, leaving the family here, being in India for 2.5 weeks, being in the kind of here and now and chaos there, in the 40-degree centigrade heat, and then coming back. There was a lot that had happened in those 2 weeks with me that I needed to process. And then coming back to a room, and I haven't gone through the whole experience because, when you come through the airport and the hotel, you're almost made to feel that you're being punished for something, right? Mm. So it's almost like punitive action. So you're in your room, and I've never been in a situation where anybody would tell me not to leave the room, or I've never lost my freedom, fortunately. So I was in the room, and I think the first reaction, because there's a big screen that says welcome to whatever hotel, but I decided that I wanted to use that time, first of all, not to get angry, not to get depressed about the situation, because there's no way of getting out of it. And second was also not to distract myself in TV or Netflix or other external things. So I just decided that, okay, well, maybe I need to process. I need to, maybe this is an opportunity for me to be alone in solitude and just process things as positively as possible. And I read, I reflected, I meditated, and I just tried to stay positive.
Finally, Lokesh, you're a scientist. You're based in Galway. What simple changes do you think could be made to make it a less awful experience for people? Could little things be done?
Yeah, and I think that's an important aspect. And I must say, Miriam, I don't have a silver bullet answer to that. I think it's all about, as the American poet Maya Angelou has put it, it's not what we do or what we say, it's how you make people feel that's important. And it's not going to cost a single euro more to the system to just make people feel that, look, you're welcome. You're coming. This is your home. Are you coming, legally, right way? This is your home. Look, you've been through whatever experience. We respect that. And we have to go through this process. But we will respect you. And I think that I felt the loss of the integrity of dignity and respect is what I and a lot of other people felt.
Well, look, Lokesh Joshi, thanks so much for telling us about your experience. And I'm very, very sorry about your mom leaving this world. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Miriam. Really appreciate it. All the best.
Mind yourself. Take care. We'll take a break. Bye-bye.